My name is Jackson Mikulski. I am 18 years old. Today is April 16th, 2019, and I am speaking with Carol Jackson, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Rochester, New York. How are you today, Grandma?
I'm doing very well.
That is so great to hear. So, in this interview, I'm going to be asking you questions about your life, and feel free to answer as honestly as you feel comfortable with.
Okay.
All right. So, when and where were you born?
I was born January 4th, 1944 at Highland Hospital in Rochester, New York.
So, you were born in Rochester, and where were you raised?
I was raised in Gates, New York, which is a small town just west of the actual city on a farm.
So how big was your town?
Oh, it's not really big, like, or even mid-size as some towns are. There was nothing in it except a gas station, a church or two, and residential homes. And at the very edge of Gates, before the next town, was our farm.
What were your parents like growing up?
My parents growing up, my mom was a stay-at-home mom until we were all at least 5 or 6 years old. She went back to work as a secretary to get health insurance way back then. And my dad worked on the family farm, and it's something he had done since he was a kid and left school at 16 because he just had to work full time.
So you have two siblings, my great uncle and my great aunt. Can you describe your relationship with them?
Well, my brother is 3 years older than I am, so we were close, but he really didn't like having a little sister. I tagged after him. Whatever he did, I could do. Right down to an honorary member of the Boy Scouts and attending meetings and just being in his hair. My sister was 11 years younger than I, so it wasn't the same type relationship. It was more parent to daughter. And my mom was working, and when she got just a little bit older, so I did a lot of things with her more like a parent would.
So, describe some of your earliest memories.
Earliest memories. I can remember my dad building the house we lived in Long Pond Road. I remember walking to school, which was, maybe 3/4 of a mile up the little two-lane road and down. So it was just like a...
I remember you telling me about kindergarten before.
Oh, my kindergarten years. I didn't want to go. And my mother said, you have to go because I'm working on the farm. And I went, and I was a little over four and a half. And I hid behind the piano. And I wouldn't do anything they asked. And cried. I was a little... the worst case, and I shouldn't have passed on to first grade, but it was half-day kindergarten, and my mom really needed me to be going to school all day.
So what did you used to do for fun as a kid?
We played outside. There was no television, so we were outside a lot. It didn't matter whether it was skating or playing in the snow or running through the orchard. If it was cold and at nighttime, we played a lot of cards, and I don't remember family games as much as just cards.
All right. What was your grade school experience like?
Once I got past kindergarten, I was a good student. I was in the higher reading groups and stuff like that. I can't say I liked school. I just did what I knew I was supposed to do. And it wasn't until about fourth grade that I kind of really got comfortable. And the teacher saw that I was artistic and let me do little more things with bulletin boards, and I become more athletic, and I was better in sports, and I had a small circle of friends, because if they didn't live within walking distance, you didn't get to play with them or see them.
What about more into adolescence, like high school age?
High school, I went to Spencerport High School for my freshman year, and that's because they were building Gates Chi-Lai. And some school kids in my class went to West High. They went to a special ninth grade at one of the elementary schools. But because I was on the other side of town and my brother went to Spencerport, I could ride along with him and go to Spencerport, and there were some more options for elective courses. I don't think I was accepted in Spencerport because I was the kid from Gates. Uh-huh. And they knew I wasn't going to be there long. And then I finished out the last 3 years at Gates Chi-Lai, where I did just fine. I was in cheerleading, and I had a good group of friends. And, you know, it was your typical easy high school. There was not the drugs. There wasn't, I mean, just wasn't what you were used to.
Yeah. So what was it like coming to college after having been living with your parents your whole life, your first time leaving home and living on your own?
I always liked living at home. And I went to Alfred Tech, and I was furthering my business courses. And I had fallen in love. And I lasted one semester, quit, and went back home.
Mm. Now, before we quite move on from college, were there any interesting experiences you had while you went there?
While I went there? I didn't feel I fit in with the college life. I didn't like fraternities and sororities. I thought they did a lot of stupid things. They hazed the freshmen and asked questions, and if you didn't know them, you had to go to court, and then you might have to do something stupid like push a toilet roll of paper down the hill with your nose. Huh. I just thought all of that was stupid, so I didn't really fit in. I tried, and I did the cheerleading all over again, but there was a lot of stuff I didn't like. It was not as grown up as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Now, when you left college, what did you do?
Was really easy. I come home, got a job. I had business from high school. And I always wanted to work for the airlines, but I was too young. I graduated high school at 17. You couldn't do anything. So I found a job as a secretary at Dynacolor and worked there for several years. And then I finally got into a travel agent because I was in transportation. I liked arranging trips. And I met the sales rep from American Airlines. He said, you ought to apply. Hmm. And that's what I did. And I started working at the airport for American Airlines in Rochester. I was so proud of that.
Nice. Now, moving on, what was it? How did you first meet my grandfather?
My brother was 3 years older, and so I met all of his friends. But I had not met this one guy that I knew he was friends with, because he was in college and had come home, because it was a two-year college, and I heard him in the back seat. My brother picked me up at a basketball game, introduced me to Bob Jackson, And I heard his voice, and I thought, wow, I don't even know what he looks like, but I like his voice. And, you know, we didn't start dating right away. It was just groups of kids having a lot of fun in the summer. And I didn't tell you this before, but the funny little thing, I knew he was interested because I had bent over to get my sweater out of the back seat of the car, and there was a peck basket full of peaches, and he said, "Have a peach, peach." Corny as it is.
When did you know you loved him?
It was pretty instant because my brother liked him, and, you know, the family liked him. They all knew him, and he was just a good person. I met his parents, and he had great blue eyes and that nice deep voice, and just came from a good family.
So describe getting married.
Oh, we had a little wedding because we had dated for 7 years. Mm. We were both young, and he was working in the family business, and he had to go in the service. Everybody got drafted. And so for 2 years, he was in the Navy. And before he left, we got engaged. That was just kind of him trying to stay tied to home and having something. And he wasn't ready, nor was I. But I said yes, and he got the little ring. And then we broke off because for 2 years, he's not home. And when he come home, it slowly went right back in that group of people that we were all in, and it very quickly kindled again. And we had a small wedding.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, moving on, what was having children like?
It was the best experience in my life. I always thought getting married would be the highlight in my life. But it was having children. It's a miracle 10 times over. It was wonderful.
Hmm. Do you have any good anecdotes from raising them? I've been curious about this. Want to know if my mom or my uncle had anything they were up to.
They were really pretty good kids. They were always busy with us. And Bob was stricter than I was. And they were just involved with the family. And so right on up until probably high school, your mother got in one little bit of trouble, and we're not going to go into that. But she, you know, definitely was your typical teenager. And your uncle, yeah, he got in a little fist fight with some kids that the volleyball team went on a weekend up in some little camp in Canada with parents there. But they went into town, and my skinny mini Robert tried to protect his buddy and ended up with a big black eye.
So what about some of the struggles of parenting? Did it ever feel overwhelming or get on your nerves sometimes?
When they were little, yeah, there was always a lack of sleep. Mm. And I was nervous that I wanted everything just right for them. I probably didn't relax and enjoy them as much when they were babies as I should have, because I was very protective. And I once they were 2 years old and could run and play, I was in my glory. And then it just became easy. Mm. Natural, fun.
Yeah. Now, you've mentioned this to me a little bit before. What about your writing career?
That was when the kids were older and I had free time. I was not back to work yet. And I loved reading. And I always felt that I could do it a little bit better because I liked my stories to go quickly. I didn't like a lot of the chitter-chatter and descriptive of the room. And, you know, I just wanted my storyline to move.
Yeah.
So I did write a draft, and it was a romance novel, and sent it off to London and never heard back. And so I wrote them a letter and told them I had sent my check so that they would read it and return my manuscript. Back then, you didn't have anything to save on a disk.
Yeah.
You typed this all up. And I didn't even think to go someplace and pay to get copies. And I heard back from the editor, and she said she would read it and get back to me within 30 days. And so my letter caught her attention. And when she wrote back, they sent my manuscript back, and I had a 2-page letter telling me what I had done wrong, that they felt I had talent. And I remember my ears were burning. I was so excited that I was reading this, and to try again. And that what goes back to the fact that I moved my story too quickly. They wanted more describe the feelings of the heroine and the hero, and you know, so I had, but they didn't want me to redo that one. So she said, just do 3 chapters and send it to me, and I did, and I didn't hear again. And then I read that I researched her, and she had walked out of the building and got hit by a bus and killed.
Wow.
And then you start all over again.
Yeah. So moving on to something a little bit more sad, what was it like losing a husband?
Oh, Bob was my everything. I mean, he was my buddy. We did everything together. And when he got diagnosed with multiple myeloma, it was so quick. I mean, he was healthy and seemed fine, and all of a sudden he wasn't, and went through massive treatments and stem cell transplant, and it just did not work. So we knew it was coming. That's hard to live with when you know, when you're fighting and trying. It felt like my arms were cut off.
Was there any part of the whole process that you remember just being especially
difficult? He had actually gotten through the stem cell transplant. We went to Sanibel, which is a family fun spot to go.
Oh,
and
I know that.
Yeah, he got sick while we were there, and the white counts just disappeared. So he got sick, and there was nothing they can do. And they actually put us on a medical flight home. So we were on this little plane, and he was not conscious. He was on oxygen, and my brother was with me, and we flew in, and they took him to the hospital, you know, and that was going to be it. And it was it.
Yeah.
That was traumatic.
What about your decision not to remarry?
I'm not sure I would have gotten married if I didn't marry Bob. I think there is, for some people, it's just fine. You meet somebody else and you connect and have that whole. And I think I might have left myself open for that, but I was not looking for it.
Yeah.
I had it all.
Would you call him your true love?
Yes. That we never fought. We never argued. I mean, as far as being upset with one another, there was nothing worth fighting about.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Now, describe the process of getting older. How does that feel?
We fight it every step of the way.
Yeah.
And this is where my religious feelings come into play. God is really pretty clever how he created life, and you grow and you mature and you slow down. And I'm slowing down. And you have a few more. I can't run like I used to run. It's all a process. Now, some people fight it more than others and really try to work out and stay as active as they always were. But time is against you. So it's not that you just accept it. It's fine.
Is there any fears that you have about getting older, or joys that you feel?
I don't have the fear, because I'm in God's hands. He knows, he's guided me all the way through my life. And I can talk to him about it. Joys, I just assume there's joy because that's the faith of it. If I died tomorrow, I feel I've accomplished, my biggest accomplishment is my kids growing up and having families of their own and being happy. And this is another fine line. You're happy not going on to the afterlife, but you also know it's there. So again, God decides.
Now, what is life like today?
Life like today. I've had my challenges. I've had breast cancer. I survived that very nicely for almost 6 years. It has come back. There's new medications out there. I'm on them because of the certain type that I have. I can use this hormone therapy. And so I'm tireder, but so far so good.
So last question I have for you. Is there anything you regret? And what would you do differently if you had the chance?
Number one, I probably would have picked a different college and tried to stay. Because I shouldn't have left just because I was in love. It worked out for me, but that society was so different that many years ago.
Yeah.
I know I disappointed my parents. I never wanted to disappoint them. I wished I would have done differently with staying in school. I'm not just saying that because you're here. I mean, that's something I always thought about. I thought I would have been a great teacher. And I didn't prepare myself to go to college to become a teacher. I didn't even think about it. So that's the one thing I might have changed. Do I regret anything? I'm pretty satisfied with my life. That's a good feeling.
That's great.
It's a great feeling.
Now, before we finish, we have two mementos right here.
Okay.
We have one right here. Can you describe for me what this is?
This is a pewter salt and pepper shaker. It's something that Bob's uncle and aunt gave us when we got married, but it was also Bob's Episcopalian uncle that married us. It's just always been special. It's always been on the dining room table or the hutch. It's never not been with me or us.
Yeah.
So it's still here and it's my biggest memory.
Now what about this heart-shaped ring that we have right here?
The heart-shaped ring is, we did not get engagement rings and a lot of fussy stuff, and we were in Brazil because Bob was president of Rochester Rotary, and they sent you to the national or international conference, and it was Rio, and we were walking down the street and there's lots of little jewelry stores, and we both happened to look in the window, and here was this gold ring with a heart-shaped diamond embedded in it, but it was one stone. I just fell in love with it. We walked right in and Bob got it. It was so exciting. They fit it to my finger and I don't have it on my hand now. I've already given it to Kara, my daughter.
Well, I would like to thank you so much for doing this interview with me. I feel like I learned a lot about you and I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
It's
been fun.
It has been fun. So I'm going to end the interview without any further ado.
Thank you.